Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a line drive into left field. Maynes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Badgerow now playing left field. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. Riddle hits a fly ball into left field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gulick. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Gulick steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Gulick moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive towards right. Jolly chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Jolly. Gulick scores. Stewart moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-2 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shult. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Shult steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shult scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Gulick moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Badgerow. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Badgerow steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Riddle for a passed ball. Badgerow moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris pinch hits for Johnny Riddle. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Red Faber. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Chick Autry now catching. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gulick strikes out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.